MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. Regional gas prices rose last week, reaching an average of $3.10 a gallon of regular fuel Monday. It's up from last week's price of $2.95. The average fuel price in the Gulf Coast region has risen about 20 cents this past month. According to EIA, gas prices across the region in the last year have been as low as $2.55 December 18 last year and as high as $3.46 on August 21st last year. A year ago, the average price in the Gulf Coast region, 3% lower at $3.02 per gallon. Main Street Roswell in Chavez County among a host of an informational meeting last week about plans to construct the Roswell Cultural Plaza area downtown. Project site is directly east of the Chavez County Courthouse parking lot. It'll provide the community with an outdoor entertainment venue with a stage, band shell, and two pavilions, along with additional space for annual events. The site would be contained within a fence and locked up when not in use to protect it against vandalism, trespassing, or other illegal activities. Amenities that should be provided within include a permanent stage with electricity available for performances, various forms of seating, attractive amenities, including public art, and ample shade, that according to the project's stated goals and objectives. Chavez County Commissioners approving the county's first nuisance abatement ordinance last Thursday in front of a standing room only audience during their regular monthly meeting. The ordinance starts off by stating it's designed to promote the public health, safety, and general welfare of the residents of Chavez County. The county has used New Mexico law to guide enforcement efforts for years, and this local ordinance cites and incorporates state statutes from sections 318.5 and 437.1. Local version provides authority for the county manager to work with property owners on reaching a financial settlement for the county's property abatement efforts. Local governments can add their own provisions by ordinance to those of the state, but cities and counties can't approve an action that would lessen its effects. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.